Good morning. My name is Guy Huber. I'm your treasurer of our church council. I would like to welcome everyone to our worship service today, both members and guests alike, and a special warm welcome to those of you from around the world who are in worship with us this morning through our live stream at holytrinitybuffalo.org. These are a few of the announcements we have this week. Next week, our Sunday forum, Linda Tatu, will be joining us to inform us on the ministries of the Harvest House. Programs begin at 9:30 a.m. in the fellowship room. All are welcome. Soup and sandwich Lenten lunches continue this week in Redeemer Hall, following the noon service in the chapel, and I understand that the Wednesday Lenten lunch went very well. It's a little bit of a change for some people, but change is good, and I understand. So come and see us on Thursday for another Lenten lunch. It's time again for our annual LYO plant sale. Order forms may be found on the tables at the entranceways. You may also see one of our LYO members or by calling the church office. Please return your order form as soon as possible so we can get your orders in. Join us this Friday at 7:30 p.m. for the Geneva Choir Spring Concert. The mission of the student choir is to engage audiences while glorifying God and ministering with important spiritual truths. There will be a free will offering, and it sounds like it'll be a great concert. You're all welcome Friday, 7:30. Please see the bulletin for additional announcements. Thank you, God bless, and enjoy the sunshine.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who is present, who gives life, who calls into existence the things that do not yet exist. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned away from you, knowingly and unknowingly. We have wandered from your resurrection life. We have strayed from your love for all people. Turn us back to you, O God. Give us new hearts and right spirits, that we may find what is pleasing to you and dwell in your house forever. Amen. Receive the good news. God turns to you in love. I will put my spirit in you and you shall live, says our God. All your sin is forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Hear their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Let us pray together. Lord God, our strength, the struggle between good and evil rages within and around us, and the devil and all the forces that defy you tempt us with empty promises. Keep us steadfast in your word, and when we fall, raise us again and restore us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and the young people may come forward for some time with Pastor Brenda.
Good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing today? Good. We sound so thrilled. We must be having the best day ever. Sunday. It's the first day of Lent. We should be excited. We're in the house of the Lord. Yay. Wow, this is going to be fun today. So I got a question for you. Has anybody promised you something? That we'll start off with an easy one. Has anyone ever promised you something? Yes. All right. I think I see head nods. I think. Has anybody promised you something spectacular? Yeah. Like the best and the biggest thing ever? Like everything you could have ever imagined rolled into one big, awesome promise. Maybe? All right. But you've had some pretty great promises made. Like that... No? Come on. Really? Nobody's had epic promises? Yes.
A big camping trip in Canada?
What awesome promise was made to you? Fantastic. Yes. All right. For this past Christmas, or that's what you want for this Christmas?
I got it on Christmas.
So you got your promise. Did you get your big, awesome camping trip? Did Timmy give you all of his candy? Oh, that's perfect. I mean, I'm sorry that Timmy did not uphold his promises. Oh, well, did he give you any candy this Halloween?
No, because the thing he promised me after Christmas.
Man, where's Timmy at today? We're going to have a talk. Baseball. Wow, that's pretty cool. All right, so you didn't get your candy yet because you're still waiting for the promise to be fulfilled. Hypothetically, what would happen if Timmy didn't give you his candy? You'd be mad? Yeah. Well, yes, he would have lied. But how do you think that makes Ellie feel?
Bad.
Man, has anybody been promised anything? And like Ellie maybe won't happen to Ellie? That it just wasn't as awesome as you thought it would be. Like the promise was so amazing, and then you got to camping and you're like, oh, it's raining all weekend. This really blows. Has that ever happened to you? That's happened to me. Like, I'm super excited to do something, and I'm like, yes, it's gonna be awesome and amazing. And then it like snows. I mean, it's Buffalo, I should be used to it by now. Right? What a bummer. I mean, I get that you guys got off school. I still had to come to work. I still had work to do. Things didn't stop for me. I didn't get to make a snowman. But guess what? Today, we hear the story about Jesus being tempted in the wilderness. And it comes after a really important story. One that we've already heard like a month ago. And that was the story of Jesus being baptized. So can anybody tell me what happened at Jesus' baptism? Ellie. A dove came down. Yes, you're right. Do you remember what God said to Jesus? What the Spirit said to Jesus? You remember what he called him? This is my son. Do you remember the name he used? What? The Holy Spirit? But what did the Holy Spirit call Jesus? It starts with a B, not Pastor Brenda. It's another name. God called Jesus his beloved and made that promise to Jesus. So now Jesus is in the wilderness and he's fasting, which means he's not eating or drinking anything for like a month, over a month, nothing at all. And you know what helps Jesus? The promise God made. Knowing that Jesus was God's son and that God was pleased with Jesus and that Jesus was God's beloved. And you know what? At your baptisms, and every Sunday in church and in Sunday school, you are promised by God that you are beloved and that God is always with you. God is so in love with you and so pleased with you that there's nothing you can do for God not to call you beloved. Isn't that awesome? I mean, it's like having sun and awesome weather camping all the time. And it's like Timmy giving you all of his candy, but better. God's love is awesome and amazing, and it is just for you and for me and for all of us because we're all beloved children of God. How cool is that? Yeah. All right, let's pray, and you can go faith formation or upstairs or back to your families. Is that right?
You look like you're confused. No? All right, we're good. You're good. Good and gracious God, thank you for giving us this day, for bringing us here today to be reminded that we are your children and that we are beloved and loved unconditionally by you and that you are always with us no matter what happens. I ask that you continue to be with us through the ups and downs of life, that you might always remind us that we are your children, your blessed children. Amen. All right, have fun. Ooh.
The reading for the first Sunday in Lent is recorded in Genesis, the third, second and third chapters. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat it, you shall die." Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say, 'You shall not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The second reading for today is recorded in Romans, the 5th chapter. Just as sin came into the world, though one man, and death came through sin, and so death spread to all because all have sinned. Sin was indeed in the world before the law, but sin is not reckoned when there is no law. Yet death exercised dominion from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sins were not like the transgressions of Adam, who is a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For many died, though, through one man's trespass. Much more surely have the grace of God and the free gift in the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for the many. And the free gift is not like the effect of one man's sin, for the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses bring justification. It's because of one man's trespass, death exercised dominion through one, much more surely will those who receive it the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness exercise dominion in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as the one man's trespass led to condemnation for all, so one man's act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all. For just as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 4th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But Jesus answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on top of the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. And I ask that you pray first with me this morning. Good and gracious God, thank you for giving us this day, for gathering us together around your word and meal. We ask that you give us courage when we find ourselves in the wilderness places of our lives, that you comfort us, reminding us that you will always be with us wherever we may be. And we ask that you stir in us the wisdom of knowing that we are your beloved, that we're challenged, shaped, and sent. And all these things we ask in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, here we are again. We're back in the first Sunday in Lent, the wilderness, the story of the temptations and the trials. And if you don't know, we hear this story every year on the first Sunday in Lent.
led by the Spirit, we're back at the beginning. And it doesn't seem like we should be back at the beginning. I mean, we've already celebrated Advent and Christmas, Epiphany, the baptism of our Lord, and then we've had several weeks hearing Jesus' ministry. And yet, led by the Spirit, here we are immediately following Jesus' baptism. It's the first good news that are found in all three Matthew, Mark, Luke Gospels. And in all three of those Gospels, the Spirit led, drove Jesus to the wilderness. Jesus was baptized, called and named Beloved, and immediately was driven into the wilderness by the Spirit before any of his ministry could begin, before the calling of any of his disciples. The wilderness is a place of beginnings. Jesus must go to the wilderness. Jesus chooses to encounter the wilderness's lesson. There is something for Jesus to experience in the wilderness. Hunger, fear, scarcity, loneliness. Jesus, both holy, divine, and human, simultaneously must begin in the wilderness. Jesus is the divine Son of God, Emmanuel, who nonetheless in his human nature is subject to temptation. The wilderness is a beginning. The wilderness teaches us who and whose we are. The wilderness shapes our identity and our call. The wilderness is a place to fail and to get it wrong. Debbie Thomas writes, at his baptism, Jesus heard the absolute truth about who he was. And that was the easy part. The much harder part came in the wilderness when he had to face down every vicious assault on that very truth. No one said it was going to be easy. I don't think Jesus thought it was going to be easy to be sent out into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights and to be tested. To have his humanity and his divinity, his whole being tested. To experience the divine and the human at tension with one another. Jesus went with the baptismal waters of the Jordan still clinging to him and with the name Beloved still ringing in his ears. How else but to go with the knowledge of his own name, Beloved? Thomas goes on to write, when the memory of God's voice from heaven faded and Jesus had to learn how to be God's beloved in a lonely wasteland, maybe we, like Jesus, need long stints in the wilderness to learn what it really means to be God's beloved. Because the unnerving fact is we can be beloved and uncomfortable at the same time. We can be beloved and unsafe at the same time. In the wilderness, the love that survives is flinty, not soft. It's salvific, not sentimental. Learning to trust takes time. And found in the wilderness, despite physical weakness, hunger, fear, scarcity, loneliness, we find the opportunity to discover just how courageous, how steady, and how faithful we have the ability to be. We are reminded that we too were called beloved, that we too found ourselves in the wilderness with the baptismal waters still clinging to us, and with our name, Beloved, still ringing in our ears. It's not easy. We will fall and we will beg for an easy way out, but here in the beginning of our own 40 days, we are reminded that there are both devils and angels waiting for us in the wilderness. Sarah R. penned the poem, "The Wilderness is a Place of Beginnings." "Begin again," life whispered in my ear, "for some days are beginning days. Some days are designed to be the day we try again. And on those days, the sun rises for you. On those days, the birds sing for you. On those days, God is cheering you." That's just the way God and beginnings work. for when your heart is broken and your life is in pieces, or when the addiction or the depression have found their way back into your bones, or when you lose sight of the person that you were called to be. The wilderness will sing to you, begin again. Begin again with the person you want to be. Begin again with the person you want to love. Begin again with the knowledge of your faith. Begin again. The sun is rising for you. We have been baptized, we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit, and we have been called beloved. We have the opportunity to begin again. The opportunity to learn who and whose we are, the opportunity to be shaped in our identity and our call, to find out just how courageous, how steady, and how faithful we can be, to learn just what it really means to be beloved. We have been given this opportunity to learn what it is to be beloved and uncomfortable at the same time, to be beloved and unsafe at the same time, to learn that love that survives the wilderness is flinty and salvific. How else do we go out into the wilderness but to go with the knowledge that we too have been named beloved? When we find ourselves in the wilderness places of life, may we take an open, curious posture, ready to be changed, to be shaped, and to be sent. Amen.
Beloved, we are bold to confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, found on page 11 in your worship bulletin. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Turning our hearts to God, who is gracious and merciful, we pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. God of the wilderness, we pray for your church. Lead us in showing grace and hospitality to all who struggle with doubt or shame. Make your church holy ground where all people can be seen and loved for who you have created them to be, calling them beloved. Strengthen all communities of faith, including the Buffalo City Cluster, Grace, North Park, Parkside, Resurrection, and Holy Trinity. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for creation. Show your glory in deserts and on mountaintops and wilderness places. Nourish gardens and orchards and bless those who tend to them. Forgive us for our desire to dominate creation instead of serving as faithful stewards and caretakers. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for the nations. Liberate leaders and governments from the temptation to exercise unjust dominion over those whom they are called to lead and serve. We pray especially for all men and women serving in the armed forces and for their families. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for all those in need. Sustain those who are hungry and alone, those who are anxious, facing difficult decisions, and those facing a recent diagnosis or new grief. We pray for all those that we now name out loud and those that we name and remember from the silence of our hearts. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We give thanks to you for putting new songs on our lips and in our hearts. Hear our voices as we join in songs of lament and praise. We give thanks for musicians, composers, and poets. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for all of us, asking that you watch over the young and young at heart, for your daughters and sons, including the children of our community, and especially today for Natalia and Angelo. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We praise you for bringing us through the desert into the promised land of your kingdom. We give thanks for all the saints who have guided us in times of trial and joy, and especially this day for the life, love, and faith of Gail Hammond. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. According to your steadfast love, O God, hear these and all our prayers as we commend them to you through Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace. Let us pray together. Holy and generous host, you set a table where we feast as friends. Prepare us to witness to your goodness with every gift you have given us to share, that all people may know your peace through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. Indeed, right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, you have brought us this far along the way. In times of bitterness, you did not abandon us, but guided us into the path of love and light. In every age, you sent prophets to make known your loving will for all humanity. The cry of the poor has become your own cry. Our hunger and thirst for justice is your own desire. In the fullness of time, you sent your chosen servant to preach good news to the afflicted, to break bread with the outcast and despised, and to ransom those in bondage to prejudice and sin. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of your sin. When you drink from this cup, do it in remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we await the day when Jesus shall return to free all the earth from the bonds of slavery and death. Come, Lord Jesus. Send your Holy Spirit, our advocate, to fill the hearts of all who share this bread and cup with courage and wisdom to pursue love and justice in all the world. Come, Spirit of Freedom. Join our prayers and praise with your prophets and martyrs of every age, that rejoicing in the hope of resurrection, we might live in the freedom and hope of your Son. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Please rise.
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray together. We thank you, living God, for the body and blood of your Son, which sustains us in the wilderness and the garden alike. As Christ has loved us in this feast, so send us to love Christ and our neighbors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Compassionate God, as Jesus called disciples to follow him, bless those who go forth to share your word and sacrament with those who are sick, homebound, or in prison. May these gifts be signs of our love and prayers, that through the sharing of the body and blood of Christ, all may know your grace and healing revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Holy God, speaking, spoken, and inspiring, bless you, unbind you, and send you in love and peace. Amen.
Follow the cross. Thanks be to God.